Dr. Liz Cruz is my name. Detox is my game. Stay tuned for this next episode of Digest This.
Welcome to Digest This, the show that helps you revolutionize your digestive health. Here are your hosts, Dr. Liz Cruz and Tina Nunziato.
Hello and welcome to Digest This. I am Dr. Liz Cruz and I've got Tina Nunziato sitting right here by my side. Welcome. We're so happy that you are with us on this journey. If you are a first-time listener, welcome. Please check out our library of podcasts. I mean, we've got over 400 sitting out there. If you're one of our regular listeners, we love you and we love that you have continued on this journey with us. It means so much to us that you are taking out 12, 15 minutes of your time every week to hang out with us and listen to us or watch us if you're watching us on YouTube. So, Tina, let's talk about detox.
Yeah, baby.
Detox.
Your favorite topic.
I love detox. Do you know why I love detox
why
so much?
Why do you love detox so much?
Because it's probably the rebel in me. Because we really didn't learn anything about detox. At least not using that term in any of my medical training. Medical school, residency, fellowship, nothing about detox. It wasn't until I started practice and was being questioned by patients and bringing in, you know, boxes and bottles they got from the store. Hey, Dr. Cruz, what do you think about this detox? It's 5 days, 7 days. And I was like, I have no idea. I said, I'm the wrong person. You're going to have to go find a naturopathic doctor and talk to them about it, right? That's what I would say because I didn't know any better and I didn't understand it. I knew that to me, it just sounded kind of foreign. I mean, I knew what it meant, but it was just not a traditional medical term. And
it's hokey.
Yes. Taboo.
Taboo.
Snake oil. Snake oil-ish. So anyways, then fast forward, Tina and I start on our journey to try to, you know, to try to learn more about our bodies, nutrition, you know, holistic, a more holistic approach. And we discovered,
lo and behold,
we learned and discovered so much about detoxification. And, you know, and I realized that I don't have to be scared of that because we are always detoxifying. Every single day, your body detoxifies in several different ways. Not sure how? Let me give you a couple examples. When you urinate, when you pee, you are detoxifying, okay? Because that is blood that's been filtered through your kidneys and your kidneys are getting rid of waste. So that's one way that you detoxify. When you sweat through your skin, you're detoxifying, okay? Believe it or not, you are detoxifying. When you poop.
Your favorite.
My favorite. When you poop, you are detoxifying. Your colon is an elimination organ, okay? So when you poop, you're detoxifying. So those are just a few.
And when you breathe out, that's another
when
big
you
one.
Breathe out. I mean, it is an amazing thing. What our body does, all the different ways to detoxify. Well, you may ask,
detoxifying.
What are we detoxifying?
From the lungs.
But what are we detoxifying in general, every day? Mm-hmm. Okay, we're detoxifying. We're cleaning out our body of things that we've eaten, things that we, you know, that we've been drinking, lotions, perfumes that we put on our skin,
shampoos,
the air that we breathe. I mean, you name it, we are detoxifying. Our bodies are constantly in a constant state of cleaning up. Yep. Cleaning up to keep you healthy. Mm-hmm. All right? It's just trying to keep you healthy. And so detoxification is so important. And it is one of my favorite topics through the years of Tina and I being on this journey.
Who's Gina?
Through the years of Tina and Gina and I being on this journey, it's just become one of, I think both of us. I mean, mm-hmm. one of our favorite topics to talk to our patients and our clients about, because it's something that our bodies are doing for us mm-hmm. constantly, all the time. Your liver is a huge detoxification organ, mm-hmm. huge. And so let's talk about detox. So there's kits. You can go to the store. Simple things that you can do to help your body clean out, detoxify, mm-hmm. is number one, drink a lot of water, mm-hmm. right? A lot of water. Most Americans, most people do not drink enough water, and we're living in a constant state of dehydration. Mm-hmm. Eating better, eating healthy, eating a lot of greens, okay? Avoiding or at least minimizing the junk food, the fast food, the fried food.
And the main reason is because of the chemicals and the exactly. additives that are put in those foods that are toxins.
That your body then has to eliminate yeah. from your body.
Has to work harder to eliminate those more foods that come in a bag, box, or a can that have a lot of chemicals and preservatives and dyes in it versus eating a vegetable that has less.
Exactly.
Chemicals. I'm not saying it has no chemicals, right? Because it's grown in the ground and it's sprayed. And even if you get organic, you know, there's still stuff on it. But it's definitely less than what's in packaged foods.
Absolutely. Yeah. So eating healthy, eating greens, drinking a lot of water, resting. Okay, sleeping, getting good sleep, and you know, there, a lot of Americans suffer from insomnia, from not being able to sleep, and that's a problem because your body does a lot of cleanup, a lot of detoxification while it's sleeping. So the sleeping is very important. Stress levels, all of that, you know, plays into it. Trying to find ways to handle your stress, okay? Because we all have stress. This is life, okay? But learning healthy ways to handle our stress is really, really important. Mm-hmm. And so all of that plays into staying healthy and helping your body as it detoxifies, okay? All right, so those are ways that you can do it on your own. Now, there are detoxification kits in the store.
When we first started doing the wellness program, we were referring people to a 10-day kit.
Yes.
That they could buy at most CVS, like Walgreens type stores.
Do you remember all the kits that we did?
We tried a lot of kits. That's right, before we recommended one. That was fun.
Yeah.
But yeah, we had one that we recommended to patients, and it was a kit that, it was very good kit. It was just that it's one of those detoxification kits where you can't do it all the time. It's a little bit hard on the body, it's one of those where you're in the bathroom, right, and you're doing a lot more pooping than you normally would during those 10 days. And so it's a kit that you can only do maybe once or twice a year. It's not something you want to be doing all the time.
Right.
And we had a lot of success with it. We had patients who told us, man, I felt much better after doing the kit. But then a month or two later, they're like, oh, I'm feeling the same way again. And can mm-hmm. I do the kit again? And I'm like, no, you really shouldn't do the kit again in like a month, you know? So, you know, it kind of led us to have to come up with some new ways of detoxifying the body.
Exactly. So We did a lot of research we ultimately found a detox that you can take on a daily basis that is not going to keep you tied to the bathroom, where you can actually go out about your daily activities and you're not going to be chained to having to stay home because you're not sure when it's going to work on you. It's something that can be taken on a daily basis that's going to help your body to detoxify. Mm-hmm. All right? And I'll let Tina talk a little more about what we have.
Well, it's called the Delicate Detox. And basically what it is a super high dose of protease enzymes. So this is like, for those people that have never heard of enzyme therapy, right? There's a lot of research out there about enzyme therapy for the body. Enzymes are very important in the body. And as we age, our enzyme production, not just in our stomach, but our enzyme production throughout the body declines, which is why we start to age. And so there are a lot of things that you can do to help slow the aging process. process down. One of them is taking a digestive enzyme with your meals, which we've talked about already, our mm-hmm. everyday enzymes. And the protease enzymes that are in the detox are also in the everyday enzymes, right? They're actually used to break down protein. So this, though, is a super, super high dose of protease enzymes. Such a high dose that we suggest taking it on an empty stomach, because the idea is that these protease enzymes are going to get into the blood, okay? And they're going to break down all the junk that's in the blood to help you purge it gently, naturally. So we've had a lot of patients who have been on the detox for years that say that they just... that they're, again, this is not something that's going to make you run to the toilet, but maybe they have an extra bowel movement mm-hmm. every day than they normally would. Maybe they were having one bowel movement a day. Now they're having two bowel movements a day. Maybe their pee smells different. Maybe their sweat smells different. Maybe their breath is different, they've noticed. A lot of different things that people have noticed when taking these. I've had patients ask me, when I take it, I don't feel the need to smoke. Is that normal? I'm like, yes. Like, that's awesome, right? Yeah. I've had patients tell me, I feel like I want to drink more water when I'm taking the detox. I'm like, yes. It just promotes kind of healthier living, mm-hmm. right? In a way, as it's cleaning you out. I've had some patients who take it who might get a little bit of a rash after they start taking it. And I tell them, you know, slow down on it. Don't take four a day, just take two, but because I want them to have a nice experience with it. However, it's working, mm-hmm. right? It's purging. Your body is purging. That's what you want to see. But it's just going to help break down all the stuff that the body's holding on to. And it's going to help release it gently through all different forms of the body. So that's the best way to describe the detox. But patients are always like, well, is this something I have to be on for the rest of my life? And I'm like, do you feel better on it? And they're like, yes. And then I say, yes. You know, every day, like Dr. Cruz said, we're being exposed to toxins. There's toxins all around us. Okay. It's not just like, oh, I got exposed to toxins last week and then it'll be a while till I get exposed again. No, you are being exposed every day. Everything we put in our mouth, everything we're breathing in the air, everything we're putting on our skin, on our hair, makeup we're putting on our face, it's all toxic, right? And our body takes all that in. It absorbs it all. And what happens over time, and this is another reason why people get tired and have low energy and all this. It's because the body is being overexposed to toxins and it's not purging them fast enough, mm-hmm. right? And so, and we have people who are 20, 21, 22 in our office, like, I'm tired, I have low energy. Oh, but it's normal because all my friends feel that way. And I'm like, no, that's not normal. You are 22 years old, okay? It's just that. Probably you've been eating a not so great diet for a majority of your life. You've probably, I don't know, maybe you're smoking stuff, you know, being exposed to the vape or whatever. Maybe you're just, you know, putting a lot of stuff on your skin. Maybe you're taking a lot of supplements, whatever it is. But what happens is the body gets overburdened by toxicity. And all those natural mechanisms that Dr. Cruz said we have to purge can't do it all anymore. Yeah. And your body just kind of throws up its hands and says, I'm out. Like, I can't do this anymore. And we need help. And that's where the detox comes in. So if people get on this, they start to feel really great. I tell them, stay on it. This mm-hmm. is what's going to help keep the body clean on an ongoing basis.
And you know, one thing I have had some patients question me about, like lotions and things that they put on their skin. So look, the skin is like the largest organ, okay? The skin is considered an organ, and it absorbs. It absorbs. So anything that you put on your skin, even when you wash your hair, you use shampoo, if you use conditioner, then you get out and you use maybe one or two or three different products, all of that stuff absorbs into your skin, your scalp, okay? And there's chemicals. There are chemicals. So yes, we do absorb all these things through our skin, and, you know, as well as in other ways, you know, like we mentioned earlier, you know, breathing. And so very, very important. Like Tina said, we are not just exposed once to some toxic, you know, some toxin. We're being exposed constantly every day. So help your body. Help your body, because your body is supposed to heal itself. Your body wants to heal itself, and it's always in a constant state of working towards healing itself and detoxifying. So you can help your body. And it's you will be doing yourself a favor. You will be healthier. You'll live longer if you help your body as it detoxifies by, number one, minimizing the toxins that you're exposed to and that you're putting into your body or on your body. And number two, by taking something as simple as a delicate detox that you can take every day that works very gently and it's going to help you detox.
Yeah. And there's not much out there that compares to this. I have had patients ask me, well, how is this compared to this or that? Most other detox supplements have things like senna mm-hmm. in them and things to, and again, those are more to help purge the colon.
Right.
Okay. This is very, very different than that. This is not just to get you to poop. So if you're struggling with pooping, this necessarily is not the thing to consider, because I have had patients buy this thinking they're going to go home and have a bunch of bowel movements. That is not this. There is not a lot on the market that takes this approach to cleaning out the body. So
awesome. All right. Well, if you would like to connect with us, if you have any suggestion, suggested topics, whatever, please hook up with us. Find us on our website, drlizcruz.com. You can schedule a free 30-minute wellness consult by pressing the magenta button on the homepage. And that is free, and it can be done from anywhere because it's done over the phone. If you haven't rated us, please rate us. Please give us a 5. It'll help other people just like you to find us faster. And lastly, if you have not subscribed to our podcast, please subscribe so that you never miss an episode. Thank you so much for joining us, and we will catch you on the next.
Thank you for joining Dr. Liz Cruz and Tina Nunziato. To learn more about their revolutionary products and services, go online to www.drlizcruz.com.